And that's the Cars on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Brandon, producer Brandon, that's just good life advice. Don't take your best friends.
No, don't do that. No.
Otherwise, you will not have a best friend.
You end up with no friends when you do that.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Note taken.
You might and if she slid off him to you, you don't want to keep her anyway.
Yeah.
That's just, it's all bad that way.
Probably. Tom's an expert at all this. Yeah. He really, you know.
I guess that's right. Yeah. Why?
Didn't you write that song?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Something
no,
like that.
No.
You've brought us a guest today.
I did bring us a guest today. This is, we're having some live
kinda
music.
Kind of creeps me out a little bit because he's behind me. I can't see him.
Okay. Well, he's kind of creepy a little bit, I guess. But anyway,
we have
Todd Sparks in the studio.
Man, thank you for that wonderful introduction,
well,
fellas.
You always heard welcome. The ones you love, right?
Welcome to WKGC.
Thank you guys for having me. It's great to be back on WKGC. And I'm way far behind him, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
No, he's not.
On the other side of the room.
Now, unless you were listening a lot over Christmas, you were on WKGC.
I understand that. Thank you very much.
We played some Christmas music from Todd Sparks.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It's some of the very, very few cuts we have of original Christmas music. This stuff that, you know, isn't like all Irving Berlin and stuff.
Yeah. I wrote a few Christmas songs, and it was a lot of fun. So
you're not here for Christmas music.
I'm not here for Christmas music. No, like, I'm here for New Year's music.
That's
man.
So 2017.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
Christmas is so 2017. It's like really last week. So, Todd has a new song out that he's been working on for a little while.
I have been, yeah.
You have been. And a very old song, I guess most of us kind of equate that with Ray Charles.
It was written in the 40s, actually, in the 1940s, post-war, but Ray Charles did a cover. A lot of folks have done covers of it.
Aretha Franklin.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan. It's the chairman.
Frank Sinatra did a cover, and the latest that I know of is Willie Nelson did a cover in the 80s. So I love this song. I've always performed it live. When I perform live, I've done this song, and I wanted to put a little spin on it. Of course, we live at the beach. I kind of wanted to give it a little bit of a beach feel, so it's kind of the blues meets gospel meets trop rock. So how's that for a mishmash? That's right.
Well, what's the song?
At least I got a woo out of it.
Yeah, we probably ought to introduce
what's
the song.
What's the song?
It's called That Lucky Old Sun.
Okay, and here we go with Todd Sparks and That Lucky Old Sun.
This is The Mix on 90.7.
Work like the devil for my pay, but that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day, fuss with my woman, joy for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray, while that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Dear Lord above, can't you know I'm pining? Tears are in my eyes. Send down the cloud with a silver lining. Take me to your paradise. Show me that river. Take me across, wash my troubles away, like that lucky old son. Give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. your paradise. Oh, show me that river, lead me across, take all my trouble away. Like that lucky old sun, I'll have nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Like that lucky old sun, I'll have nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
That's new music from Todd Sparks on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. He's in the studio.
That was nice.
He is. Oh, there he is. Hi, Todd.
Hey, I'm way in the corner in the back, but I'm in the studio. Thanks, guys.
That's well, what we do with you.
Yeah. Well,
well, we told you if you behaved, we might let you come over here to the adult table.
Well, I haven't behaved yet, obviously.
Obviously. I recorded a lot of songs with Todd, and that was probably the toughest vocal, maybe the toughest vocal we ever did out of the, you know, 30 or 40 songs that I've recorded for you.
It's a toughie. I'll tell you, we had a lot of takes. I'm usually a one take or two take kind of guy, and this one took us all day one day. So,
yes,
and
it was like, how many times you punch it in? Well, not more than once for every word, I think.
It's a lot.
It was obviously a little slower than right. You're normally used to doing it, because I've heard you do it live.
Yeah, so. I wanted to make it a little bit more soulful, and mm-hmm. of course I'm working with Tom Hoots and of course Brent Rader in Nashville, and putting this song together, it's always a challenge to put any song together, but this one was a little bit tougher.
Hard to sing a song like that you're used to singing it a different way too, isn't it?
Well, you have to, it's totally different. You have to totally relearn it, because mm-hmm. I'll do it live a little bit different, mm-hmm. because normally when I perform live, I'm solo or with my band, but it's a little bit faster.
Yeah.
But I wanted to make it more soulful for mm-hmm. the recording, and I appreciate your patience, mm-hmm. my friend.
Well, at least he gave his patience to someone.
Well, I'm not as patient around here, I guess. But,
well, Todd's going to perform for us more this morning, right? You got a couple more tunes?
I am. I'm going to do some originals, actually.
And we're going to have a vinyl play of the day.
Tori's picked our vinyl play of the day. We're going to take a quick break, and we've got Jewel on the other side. So
okay.
I like her. Stay tuned. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Who will save your soul? That's music there from Jewel, not Todd Sparks. Don't confuse the two.
Well,
easily confused.
It's not hard.
They sound so much alike. Sometimes I do get confused.
Yeah. No, I think
I'm a better dancer.
That's true.
Todd Sparks is prettier. And they both have nice hair.
And they both play guitar.
They both play guitar really well, and they have nice hair. So yeah. I can see why they're. You can see why.
The only other difference is Todd's here and Jewel is not.
Not.
Mm-hmm. And she's probably not.
She's probably not coming.
But told me Jewel was coming.
If she'd like to show up on our show, wander in. We'll be happy to talk to her.
Absolutely.
Maybe we could give her an honorary degree.
Mm-hmm. In?
I don't know.
Okay.
Music or something.
That works.
Yeah, you know that Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys went back to high school recently.
Did he really?
He did. He returned to his Hawthorne High School in California because he wanted to get a grade change. He had an F in a music class, and he wanted to try to get it changed to an A. And he chronicled this on Twitter. It's real.
I'm
not making it up.
Did they give him the A?
The story goes that he apparently submitted a composition for a music class in 1959, and he received an F grade on it. And guess what that song was?
What song was it?
It was Surfin', the Beach Boys' first ever hit.
Of course.
So I guess that was something he felt he needed to rectify after all these years.
Got an F.
It was still bothering him.
He got an
him.
F on a number one hit?
He got an F on a number one hit.
That's interesting.
Ooh, wow.
I wonder if that music teacher is still, you know, alive.
Well, that's a good question. I didn't look that deeply into it.
Who regraded it?
They don't live long anyway. These music teachers, I don't think they live long. It's a tough life.
It is very tough. But I wonder who regraded that.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
But he certainly would deserve it.
He is an interesting individual.
Yeah.
He's had an interesting journey in his life, and the fact that he would go back and get a high school grade change doesn't surprise me.
No, mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Good.
So, Todd, what have you been up to these days besides bothering Tom Hoots?
Well, I like to do that almost every day.
Me too.
But I'm still playing a lot. I'm outperforming, and we're going to I'm recording right now, so I'm trying to write some new music. So I want to do a new project going on. I want to try to maybe do 4 or 5 covers on this new project, and I'm going to do 10 or 12 new originals. So
very good. Do you have another one for us right now?
I've got an original I'd like to play for you, if I may.
What is it?
I hope we can put it on the new album. It's called Shrimp Boat Blues. I'm kind of doing a little bluesy thing here. Well, it could be about the blues. Okay. It could be about a shrimp boat. It could just be about shrimp.
And you could grade it if you want, Scott.
No, I'll pass.
Yeah, we have a music teacher here. Give you an F if you want. I mean, I've seen him give people F before.
But, you know, saying that, that may have inspired Brian Wilson to get that project
that
going.
Might,
you know,
right?
That
yeah,
F may have been the thing, because he is a little bit different
thing.
Fella, and that might have been the thing to get the Beach
that
Boys off the ground.
Mad,
yeah,
it? I'm really
exactly.
Do it now.
You hear about that a lot, somebody not giving any effort to a genius, because he's a genius.
Right?
He is.
And that propelled the Beach Boys forward. Maybe.
They didn't say that about me.
Could be.
Or Tom.
Nobody's ever said that about me either.
But we have original music. We have Todd Sparks in the studio, live in Studio A this morning. This is Shrimp Boat Blues.
I'm going to play it.
Let's go for it.
Here we go. My baby wanted more than I could give her. Yeah, my baby wanted more than I could give her. Then she left me one night. Oh Lord, I sure do miss her. See, I'm just a working man, make my living out on the salt. Yeah, I'm just a working man, I make my living out on the salt. Casting lines and shrimping nets, selling what I call. Don't pay that, no, never mind. Ain't I never had no money. Don't never pay that, never mind. But see, my baby wanted nice things. I'm an honest man, don't do no crimes. I work, I can't see, I can't see ya. Got some music on the radio. I work KC to KC, WKGC on the radio. Cast my net in the bay, pull it up real slow. Shrimp boat blues, I miss my baby so. I got the shrimp boat blues, I miss my baby so. But this life on the salt, it's the only life I know.
That is original music here in Studio A this morning. Shrimp Boat Blues, Todd Sparks. And we have more for you. Don't go away. We've got a weather forecast right here on your local public radio station. This is the only one, by the way, in HD. Like I said, 90.7 WKGC. We'll be right back. Little Super Freak. That's Rick James on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's 9:33. It's a chilly Friday morning. Todd Sparks in the studio.
It's warm in the studio.
Everybody's in the studio.
We've got a party here.
We do have a party.
Michaela and Deborah have come in to join us this morning, so it's got a good crowd going on.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Michaela's waving at the microphone. Mm-hmm. That's very nice.
Right.
And they're a great singing group, too.
They are
and
a singing
been
duo.
On DM2 Unique.
There you go. You mm-hmm. got it. So you got a vinyl play for the day. We got a busy morning.
I do.
Morning.
I did get to pick the vinyl today and see as I go along if you can figure out who this is.
I know.
I know, because I had
I
to give
the
you
record.
The record. Yeah. This group was in studio recording when they experienced some technical difficulties. and band had to take a break. So, I mean, Todd, you know what you do on breaks.
Oh, yeah.
You can go into a little jam session.
There you go.
Well, or that's one option anyway.
I was going to say that's not what everybody does, but okay.
Let's keep it there.
So,
let's leave that right there, okay? Right. We're good with that.
Anyway, they let the engineers work while they had a little jam session, and they came up with the track and the bass line and thought maybe they had a little something. One of the band members took the tapes home and played them for his wife, and his wife actually came up with the hook. So they get back together the next day, and he sings the hook for the band. They love it. He does not disclose yet that it's his wife's lines, but they finished the song in one day. The bodyguard that was standing there said the process was just magic.
Really?
And they did choose a different... their normal frontman did not sing this song. They chose the drummer to sing because it was a little more funky than their normal
stuff.
They let
drummers sing?
Yes. And this song...
I don't let them out of a cage.
Okay.
This song went on to become the band's biggest commercial hit, although they did have numerous R&B and AC number ones. It's a disco classic about a woman with a great body.
Okay.
Do you know what it is now?
Oh, I do. And they have a basketball team named after them.
Yes, they do.
Yes,
right here.
They do. So here's Lionel Richie, Mylon Williams, Walter Orange, Ronald LaPreed, Thomas McClary, and William King. It's the Commodores from 1977, Brick House.
It's the vinyl play of the day here on The Mix at 90.7 WKGC. You know, when you hear those pops and cracks, it's the vinyl play of the day.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the Commodores. Commodores on the Mix in Brick House.
You know, the original colloquial phrase was not, she's built like a brick house. There's another word in there.
Do I need to get my bleeper out?
You do need to get your bleeper out.
Have
it's
one.
Really, she's built like a brick house. And that's why there's that extra horn in there.
I see.
She's
There's a certain politician that's been listening to this song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, perhaps.
Maybe it's one of his favorites. You never know. The word has certainly become CNN's favorite new word.
I have a hard time.
Because Wolf can't go 5 minutes without getting to say that on the air.
I really have a hard time seeing him do the hustle.
Well, and they NPR sent out guidelines for where you could actually say it and where you can't. So if it's pertinent to the story, you can actually say the whole word. But in this case, we don't need to, convey what's going on.
Yeah, we'll just take the high road on this one. Is that all right?
That's fine. Thanks. That's fine.
Well, and while we're talking about the Commodores, the Commodores basketball team's headed to Chipola this weekend.
That's right. That's going to be a hard game.
They tip off tomorrow 5:30, the women do, and the men tip off at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Unless things get crazy, it'll be later.
If somebody wanted to follow what was going on, how would they do that, Scott?
Now, well, the best thing to do is to tune in right here to 90.7 WKGC.
And listen.
The wizard Walter will be here.
Somebody put up a curtain here.
The
musician is giving me a hard time again.
You know how we mentioned a cage, a kennel earlier?
Yeah, we need one.
But the wizard behind everything on the weekends, Walter, will be here to man things. Mm-hmm. James and Herman will be on
Is that the same Walter Hale from The Soul of Jazz?
It is the same indeed, who is going to be super excited when there's not a basketball game on a Saturday so he can play some vinyl.
It's just wound up about the vinyl. So when we don't have a basketball game on Saturdays, folks, tune in to listen to Walter wear out the turntable.
That's right.
Soul of Jazz, 7 to 9 every Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, except during basketball season.
Right, right.
But that's all right. So, Todd, you're sitting back there so patiently and quiet.
No, I'm intrigued. Okay. I love the vinyl, by the way. That's a great, great thing, man.
Well, we have a treasure trove over in the other building, and it's coming back.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So your
next record
needs to be cut on.
There's no doubt about it.
His office is pretty hip because when I was over at his office yesterday, they were listening to vinyl.
Very good.
Yeah. So you're not going to get anything by these GTS people.
Well, I'm of that age, shall we say.
And, what, you're 25, right?
Man, I like you a lot, Scott.
Thank you. I have bad vision. I didn't put my contacts in.
I am way on the other side of the room, folks.
It's a big, big studio.
It's a big studio.
You got another song for us?
I do, man. I got another original I'd like to play for you. It's called It's Starting to Rain. We're going to put this on the new album, too. I hope you guys enjoy it. This is kind of the world debut of all these songs.
Thank you
so much, WKGC, Scott, Tom, and everybody. Lord, it's starting to rain. Need a day on the water to clear my brain. If it blows up a squall, there'll be nothing to gain. Lord, I don't need another day of rain. I sit on my porch, watch it rolling. Bad clouds, bad news, my moment of zen. Idle hands lets my mind run free. Let me throw a net, cast away these memories. Surf's up, tide's in, it's starting to blow. As the water rises, my soul sinks low. Lord, please stop this rain. Put my boat in the water or I'll go insane. This house is so lonely like an anchor's chain. Lord, I can't take another day of rain. I go inside, put some coffee on. A sea of thoughts set sail in the storm. Cast a line, It's the catch of the day. Reeling reflection when she walked away. Bogs in, tides out, another day ends. Sailing through dreams if I can catch the wind. Lord, Lord, why don't you stop this rain? Let me get on the water and set the main. Sailing through this squall with only me to blame. Lord, I can't take another day of rain. Lord, I can't take another day of rain. Lord, I can't take another day of rain.
Live in the studio this morning, that's Todd Sparks, the world premiere of, what'd you say the song was called?
Starting to Rain.
Starting to Rain. Did you write that during the rainstorm?
No, it was sunshiny that day.
Really? What's it about?
I know it's about the rain.
I got that. Is there a deeper meaning?
Well, you know, kind of as life, as we sit there and reflect on life and things come in, things go out, I always like to get on the water to calm me down. So that's my deal.
I like it.
Thank you. It's in progress. Yeah. I'm still writing, so.
We lost Tori. Yeah.
No album title yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
But we hope to have it out in about a month, maybe okay. 6 weeks.
Great. How long have you been writing music?
Since a long time. So I started playing guitar when I was 14, and I was very passionate about it. So started writing music right away, maybe since I was maybe 15, first song. And I still have every song I've ever written. It's really? In a big file, yeah.
That's good.
Because I go back and forth and.
I believe we recorded your first song you ever wrote, didn't we?
I rewrote it.
You rewrote it. Okay.
Yeah, I take, you know, you might have one line of a song that the rest of the song's terrible, but you can take that one line and kind of turn it into something else.
Sure.
And that's how I do it anyway.
What about your musical influences? Who'd you grow up listening to and what inspired you to write music?
Well, my teacher, his name is Tommy Doss. He still performs. He's from Maryland now. He's T. Edwin Doss. Look him up. He's a fantastic Americana musician, and he's out of Baltimore, I believe, right outside of Baltimore. But he was a big Jim Croce guy.
Okay,
so I was the singer-songwriter. I love that stuff. I love Jim Croce, John Denver, of course, James Taylor, then Gordon Lightfoot, all those influences. And, of course, when I moved here, Jimmy Buffett and that kind of stuff. But I also have that Southern rock influence. I'm a big Allman Brothers fan and Charlie Daniels and those guys. So I try to, that's the blues influence. So the blues and the gospel and the singer-songwriter, I tried to put them all together.
Well,
you know, it's just a mishmash like everybody else.
Since you mentioned it, and we have a little bit of time, this is one of my very favorite Jim Croce songs, which it really goes along well with what you were just singing. This is Time in a Bottle on the Mix.
Love
on 90.7 WKGC. And that one's for you, Todd Sparks.
Thank you so much.
Little Jim Croce and Time in a Bottle. I love that song. It's
great
just poetic
song.
And really great.
All of his work is really incredible.
It really is. And he died so young.
I know. Yeah. Such a good lyricist.
Yeah.
And what happened to him?
Was plane he crash.
I was just going to say plane crash.
In Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's doing a college circuit.
Do me a favor. Stay out of plane.
Yeah, I was going to say stay out of plane.
Just don't get in a plane. It's all bad.
No doubt about it.
Well, yeah.
He had chartered a little two-prop plane, and it mm-hmm. went down.
And how many times have we heard that same story with different artists?
Bunch.
Yeah.
Well, at a certain time, performers have to get from place to place to place. It's what they do, and so they do end up in charter flights. And
Was he going from concert to concert?
Yes.
At that time?
I think he was at Louisiana Tech, and he was headed to another college in Louisiana.
Wow.
One of the colleges. He was either going to or coming from Louisiana Tech. So, yeah, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
What year was that?
72.
Well, you've got a great memory, man.
He was in his, you know, he did a two-man show. He had a great lead guitar player that would play along with him. And he died, too, of course, in the pilot. So it was one of those things.
Wow. Well, we are 9 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. We've got plenty of music on the mix coming up in the next couple of hours. We have basketball tomorrow, And Todd, thank you for stopping by.
Man, I cannot thank you guys enough. Thank you so much for having me.
No, we'd love to have you anytime.
Man, I love it. Thank you so much. Maybe when the album comes out, I can come back if you guys would have me.
Thank
you.
Let's have an album release party.
And you can bring a you know, player or two with you if you'd like.
That'd be great.
We've got
that
a big studio.
You do.
All the way across the room.
It's almost 100 yards away from you guys.
That's
I
right.
I live 25.
Well, I warned him about you, so.
Yeah. It's great. And it's National Popcorn Day. And I can't thank you guys
right.
enough for having
that.
Me on National Popcorn Day.
Except producer Brandon didn't bring popcorn.
I didn't know
popcorn.
Until I got here that it was
stuff,
National
man.
Popcorn Day.
And you could have gone to Chick-fil-A and got us popcorn chicken.
That would have worked.
Chick-fil-A on 23rd Street still closed.
Yeah, but there's another one.
There's plenty of other
chicken. And there's one on the beach. And there's one in Callaway or Springfield.
I've seen him drive. You don't want to send him out to the beach, okay?
That is true.
Okay.
I feel safe in the car with Brandon.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you riding with Brandon?
Well, once or twice.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm
we
not
went
brave
to cover
enough.
Some news stories.
I'm not brave enough to jump it. Sorry, Brandon.
Yeah. Brandon's a good driver.
I bet he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw him. We were watching him park a car one day from Scott's office.
I'm a very good driver.
It was just like, okay, all right.
Well, Brandon just had a bad day, fellas.
Yeah, some people have bad hair days. He has bad park days.
Yeah, that's right.
I have done the same. I about ran over the curb yesterday morning, and I just...
Has anyone else been entering from the Collegiate Drive intersection that's now open?
No.
Thank you, Florida Department of Transportation.
No,
you can get into the college there at the base of the bridge now.
But I have been entering it by the baseball field because that is open.
The
it's sort of a dirt
entrance.
Road, but it is open.
I had no idea how much time it saved me, so I timed myself all last week, and... If I enter at the Collegiate Drive intersection, it cuts my time in half. It's 11 minutes as opposed to 22.
News directors do strange things, by the way. They do run
I run experiments
time,
on all kinds of things.
I realize that. It's just like, okay.
Yeah,
you're also the subject in one of my experiments.
Oh, I'm sure. Professor Wes Keen said the same thing.
I wonder why Wes was staring at me when he was in here, and now I know. Oh, dear.
We are definitely trying to study the odyssey that is Tom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So any major plans for the weekend real quick before we're out of here?
No.
Todd, you playing anywhere?
I'm not playing this weekend. I'm actually riding this weekend, so there we go.
When do you play next and where?
Well, we're going to be announcing all that. If I can plug it, toddsparks.com. We'll be putting all my shows on there just as soon as we get them done.
Perfect.
We're doing it
Perfect.
Now. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Well, we've got basketball, like you said. You can check it out tomorrow night starting at 5:30, actually about 5:20. The ladies tip off. They'll be at Chipola. So tune in right here to 90.7 WKGC if you don't want to make it over there to
Marianna. You can drive out there and support them in person,
And if you want to listen to these songs again, please go to check out our website. Producer Brandon will put them up as a podcast, and you can
I've got a little project
again.
For him before he does that this morning,
oh, dear.
Though. Yeah, he's got to help me
run away.
Do something.
I know what he have to do.
I need his muscular
muscles.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to round out this hour of music, take you up to the 10 o'clock hour. We'll do so a little music from Aerosmith. Fly away from here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.